Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington, and you're about to hear an all-new Metal Injection live cast. There's only one problem, Rob is missing. He went out for drinks with Charlie Sheen last night and hasn't been heard from since. Awesome. Stay missing, you prick. Here's the show.
Land, thank you very much, Landy.
Please.
He speaks for all of us there.
Landy hates Rob.
First, somebody said that Stained was missing. So I was like, oh.
Well, maybe Rob went looking for them.
Or his Stained t-shirt is missing.
Aren't
he's wearing his
Stained
t-shirt as he's looking for the band Stained.
But that really is true. Rob isn't here. We don't know where he is. I'm being honest. I have no idea.
It's all very mysterious.
But Sid's here, Noah's here, Sean's here, and for once, this room is not an entire sausage fest.
Yeah.
Because we have an equal number of men and women in the room.
Vaginas unite.
No?
Even as far as dogs, right? There's one male dog and one female dog.
Yeah. Even Bruno gets a bitch. Everybody gets a bitch. Everybody
wins
here.
Bruno is kind of gay.
Noah, you want to introduce our
sweet.
Our lovely guests?
We have Kara Payne from Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
She's like a real radio person.
Wow. That's a lie.
Hide the board. I don't want her to see what we do.
This is kind of embarrassing.
I like her being called lovely. Thank you.
And we have another radio person, Christina.
Yes. Hi.
Who is on the Jay Thomas show at Sirius, mm-hmm. and also Alex Bennett.
That's right. And me and you work together.
And we work together. Oh, yeah, I forgot
Don't forget.
About that.
Yeah, Fridays, you know, 6 at night. It's a real buzzkill.
Right.
What do you do together that you work together?
We touch each other. Yeah.
All right.
We like to take all of our clothes off, hit each other with pillows, and then kiss and make up.
Is there any footage?
In our underwear.
Rob doesn't know what he's missing.
YouTube.com.
I actually think that's probably why Rob isn't here. He doesn't go in for that kind of stuff.
Nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the sexy music?
Yeah.
This is the after dark.
Metal Injection After Dark.
Starring all the chicks.
6 o'clock, Friday nights. Yeah. So Sid was speculating that Rob might be back in Sweden because that's the only place where people like him.
Yeah. He made a few friends there. which is a few more than he's ever made here.
What's wrong with Rob? We don't know Rob. So
you've met him a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
The question is, what is it wrong
with
Rob?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Yeah.
I was hearing some stories before we went live that something about a spider and he lets it hang out for...
Oh, well, that was when me and him used to live together and he just didn't really care to move his ass for anything.
Does Rob have a girlfriend? Does he know that removing spiders increases girlfriends?
He did recently get laid, though, according to
him.
What we heard on this. Well, if you listen to the show, he recently got laid. He jerked off on his own chest at work.
But that was years ago when he worked at an office.
Excuse me. Probe to answer these questions, or did he just give this
minimal
information
probing,
up?
Minimal probing.
He
isn't
like, hey, guys, I jerked off today.
No, he waits for someone else to open up, and then he opens the floodgate.
He waits to crack the mic and says, yo, I jerked off today.
And he also... ate his own cum.
Yeah.
And we
and
wrote...
He
what do you say
it
tasted like? Pineapple?
Well, we wrote a song about it, which we can play later in the show.
Yeah.
Rob is an eccentric individual.
And he likes going to bathrooms.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
That's him.
Still trying to figure out why he doesn't have a girlfriend. Doesn't make sense.
The only proof,
time in bathhouses. Yeah. I don't get it. It's where all the chicks are, right?
Girls love bathhouses.
But the only proof that he got laid was that there was the girl left a pair of glasses behind.
Did you see the glasses?
No, but has anyone seen the glasses?
How did she get home if she couldn't see?
That's we all wonder. Yeah. Glasses are one thing that you think you'd go back for, and she's never contacted him again.
You know how we always
she really didn't care about her glasses.
Chew that arm off, and she fucking.
You know how we always
think
you guys are cheating. Here's a telltale sign that you guys are cheating. Hair ties. No three girls will have the same hair tie. And
right.
when you find one on that windowsill and it's not yours?
On the windowsill? Like, what
I'm
is
just
she
saying it might have
running
happened
out the window.
That's when you're doing her and you're banging her head against the windowsill.
Oh,
the hair tie falls.
I don't know how it winds up there, but it winds up there and you know what yours looks like. So just be careful.
Oh, I'm making a note right now in my notebook. Never date girls who wear hair ties.
No, actually, this is funny that you say that. This has actually happened. Like, with my current girlfriend, she was leaving in the morning to go to work and she's like, I can't find my hair tie and it's got to be somewhere in the sheets or underneath. And I'm like, I'm digging around. And I'm like, oh, I found it. And I gave it to her. She's like, this is not mine.
It's not my hair tie.
Yeah, exactly. She had a black one, and I handed her.
You're welcome, fellas. Little wing woman action for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just happen to have hair ties laid
on? No, underneath my mat. Underneath the bed, apparently.
From a previous name.
That's true.
So what was this WebMD thing you were going
to... Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. So since the broads are here, I got a broad-oriented question.
Right.
Okay.
Women love being called broad.
I actually do.
It's really a term of endearment coming from
me. Before we go any further with anything WebMD oriented, what am I allowed and not allowed to say here? Am I allowed to curse?
Everything. No, everything.
Yes.
Every.
Okay.
In fact, there's a quota. You have to reach a certain amount of curses within an hour.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we? We do have a phone call also. So do you want
to? Yeah, take the phone call.
Okay.
You'll
have a phone call. Which, by the way, our number is 646-929-1357 if you'd like to call in.
Okay. No, you're so sexy on the air.
We have 865. Hi, 865.
Say it.
What's
sexy.
Going on?
Who's this? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Eric from Memphis.
Eric from Memphis.
What's up, Eric?
What's going on in Memphis? Live music?
Nothing happens here. We just wait for everyone else to do something fucked up, and then we just laugh at them.
All right.
Okay.
Not much different than over here.
I see why you're
poor.
Unfortunately, Rob's not here.
Yeah.
No fuck-ups guaranteed.
What's up, man?
Not much. I was actually wondering, is there a website or a place that I can listen to for an actual show, or is this just Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, okay. Probably he saw this on your Facebook pages. You can go to metalinjection.net.
Okay.
And then /livecast. And then you could just follow the links from there.
Okay. Sounds good. Is it nothing but a metal set tonight? What's going on?
I know nothing about metal.
Here, we are basically...
This is Christina talking.
Just to let you know, we're a metal show that plays absolutely no music unless we have to go to the bathroom.
Smoke break.
Okay. And just for the record, I've actually heard Christina before.
Cool.
I know about her work.
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Hey, baby.
Yeah,
What kind of work? Wait, tell me.
It doesn't matter what kind.
It's the work she was doing on Noah.
Yeah, is this a fetish model?
Tell them work for her, because geez.
She's been on the Jay Thomas show, and she's very funny. Very funny.
Well, if you like the comedy stylings of Jay Thomas, you're going to love the Metal Injection Podcast.
What'd you do, clean his office?
I can't even tell you how much I love you for calling here. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You're the best. All right, good. So listen, and that's amazing.
Wow.
I cannot believe that just happened. Holy shit. Come on. This is a moment right now, and I'm so happy you guys are all here to witness it.
We have a celebrity.
Unbelievable.
Jay Thomas used to be on Cheers for a minute,
right?
That's
right. He was Eddie LeBeck.
He was the other Bart guy.
He was also on Murphy Brown.
My favorite
thing that he's done is Mr. Holland's Opus, because that was, you know what I mean, really close.
I thought that was Richard
Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
He played the gym teacher.
Did he?
Yeah, he was in there, and he had a full head of hair. It was fabulous.
I think I went to see that. I snuck into that before seeing something else, and I walked out. It was so terrible. Yeah.
No, that was one of the three movies I teared up in.
Really?
Yeah.
What were the other two?
Field of Dreams. And
Say a League of Their Own. Say a
League
of Their Own.
No.
Damn it.
Click with Adam Sandler.
Oh, Christ. Was it when the girl's tits started bouncing?
Yes, that's when I was like, this is so
amazing. Is that when he was dying of a disease?
Yeah. No.
No.
Well, yeah, towards, no. When did I
people.
Tear up? Yeah, no, it wasn't funny.
That's
that was funny.
That movie was a fucking
We're getting meta here.
Yeah, that's true.
Three layers of jokes.
Okay, I want to hear about it when I'm deep. So
but I don't think Mr. Holland, like, movies should not have cancer in them. I don't want to go see a
Mr.
movie.
Mr. Holland's Opus had nothing. That wasn't about
what was
cancer.
He dying
it was a deaf
of?
Kid. Or
no, he had a deaf son.
He had
it was
deaf
like a
son.
Music
but
teacher.
Wasn't he dying?
No, Richard Dreyfuss had a deaf son, and but Richard Dreyfuss was a music teacher. And so he was all frustrated because his son couldn't, but then his son had a passion for music anyway. It's a very moving story.
I think the movie you're thinking of, Darren, is Jaws.
Yeah.
That was the one with Michael for cancer.
Oh.
That was, well, you know, I mean, was his the kid named Shlomo by any chance? No.
Passion for music? Also
show you how much I pay attention to that fucking movie.
It's
all right.
Moving.
Yeast infection story. Go.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually, you hit the
oh, really? That was a guess.
That was a
guess. He just
Wait, can you ding? Can you ding?
Oh, yeah. Give me a second. Well, Sean came in before the show. He goes, oh, man, I got to tell a story on the air about this girl. And she came to me with a problem, feminine problems. So I just
no, the dude
infection.
Came to me
oh,
with
dude,
the problem. Yeah,
dude
yeah.
Came, all right,
the dude came to me with broad problems. Because apparently, oh, well, okay, so he IMs me today, and he's freaking out because he bangs his girlfriend without condoms because she's on a pill, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And
okay,
she...
Who hasn't done it?
Yeah, right, exactly, whatever. You know, but that's the regular thing, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And she has, like, you know, UTI, bladder infection, yeast infection, whatever, you know, the kind of thing.
Wait, which one is it?
He didn't know.
Okay.
He was kind of giving me, that's why
I
had no idea. But so, he was wondering if this could transfer into his pee hole from their banging with no condom.
Well, what is she feeling? Like, does he say she's itching and
burning.
It's burning
and pain.
Burning and pain. When she pees?
In general, and I think when she pees too.
She should go to the doctor.
Well, no, she has. That's how she. Well, she found out, but he didn't know which one it was.
Oh, so
then
it's a UTI, probably. Yeah.
I don't think that's
just to drink cranberry juice. Yeah, it's not contagious.
No, but he's worried about it going into his pee hole. I don't think that's.
It's not.
Well, like her yeast lung can't go into his pee hole while he's banging.
I mean, it's not really yeast. It's like in her bladder. So unless he's like fucking her bladder.
Tell him to bang her a little softly.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
The way. The way you tell is you put a matzah on your penis, and then if it turns into bread, then you have a yeast infection on your penis.
Hey, yo.
You know, I hate the word moist because it reminds me of yeast, which reminds me of yeast infections, which is...
Hey, you can make solid beers out of good yeast infections. That's all I'm saying.
Or you can make breast milk ice cream, which is
one?
Really something you can buy.
That sounds outstanding.
In England, right?
Why?
No,
why wouldn't it?
Does it show the woman that the breast milk came from on the package? Because I'd want to know, like, if, like...
You have to know what the cow looks like? smell comes from. You absolutely have a right.
By the way, if you want to make Christina very uncomfortable, call up and say moist. Over and over.
It's the magic word.
It's such a gross word. It's like underbelly. It's just such a gross
underbelly
word that shouldn't be said.
It's moist, not really that erotic.
Underbelly. Moist underbelly altogether creates a yeast kind of situation.
Mm.
People in the chat are calling you Moistina. E Memphis.
Yeah, I think that's the guy from Memphis, right?
Yeah.
That's
it's all over you.
He's our first caller and our first comment.
Oh,
all
right.
This guy's scoring points left and right.
That's right. All right. So I don't think that can leak into his pee hole at all.
Good. I am going to text him on the break.
Good. Tell him the opposite, though, just to fuck with him.
No, true.
Tell him not
have to
have sex with her, though, while she has this, because that's not good for anybody.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, tell I mean, like, why would you?
Yeah.
It probably doesn't feel very nice.
I'm just curious if it's a yeast infection, a UTI, or, you know?
No, a yeast infection would be in her vagina and be, like, creamy and stuff would be...
See, that's,
you know,
that's
the burning
if
is
that
UTI.
Creamy mung business is
no.
Gonna,
but she doesn't have the gonna, creamy mung
right.
business.
You remember those, like, Play-Doh factory things,
yeah.
you know, that you squeeze, like, if it was going to come out and go in?
I mean, would he really want to have sex with a yeasty vagina?
Well, but I don't think they knew that's the issue, is that they've been banging, and she was like, oh, yeah, I've been feeling uncomfortable, but they just still fucking banged it out.
She knew, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
she
just
still,
doesn't
they,
know. You can't not
yeah.
know.
Yeah, he just didn't know.
She's a yeast hider?
Yeah, she's a yeast smuggler.
You that
know. Is Mung smuggler.
I feel like we should have her. We should get her in the studio, spread eagle. Examine
her.
Inspect. It'll be like Vagina Awareness Month or something. You know.
That's
it
every
is
month.
Like Women's Awareness Month or
is
something.
It?
So yeah, right
look at
on.
That. I must have known that subconsciously.
Yeah.
Or just think
it's
about
like knowing my yeast infections.
February
too.
Is for Black people and March is for the women.
Good.
Why
about Black women? They get 2 months in a row.
Yes. Yeah. And don't you think they deserve it?
I suppose.
Okay.
Vaginas get 3 more days than Black people. That's racist. That's racist.
I always wished I was an old Black woman.
Really? Why is that?
Because I'm totally characterless.
Was it like
I have
a,
no flavor.
Was it like a,
you have tattoos. You have some
you have flavor.
Pepper I have
going
no,
on.
I have
really
zero
tasty
flavor.
Bite, but it's yeah, flavor.
I'm almost
it's
translucent.
It's like the
salt
side of it. You know.
Was it like a specific one or just like a generic?
Yeah, like a Maya Angelou or something.
Oh,
like,
you
know,
yeah,
or
you
don't like
want to
a,
be like Vivica Fox.
Oh, well. No, but I want to be an old, overweight Black woman. You know, like a... You know, someone that always brings a smile to your face. You know,
I thought
like
you
a fox
someone that
really.
Knows how to cook some good food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shoeless.
Yes.
That's so old.
I thought you were
Dynamite.
Sean.
My favorite show.
Damn, damn, damn.
I have this whole series on DVD.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Swap.com.
Sean knows every word in the script.
Family Guy.
For the entire Good Time series?
It's all on like a 5 DVD set, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For like season 3 of Family Guy.
Not bad.
Sean, by the way, you were great in this series, I have to say. I'm just living up to your fantasy. I want you to live it out.
Thank you.
Esther.
Phone balls.
All right, we got a phone call.
781. Hello?
I don't know how you could follow Good Time.
Hello.
Hello. It's Pizza Destroyer.
That's how you follow Good Time. He's a pizza destroyer. Where have you been, motherfucker?
What's up, the pizza?
Oh, I was I didn't call in the past couple weeks just because I was busy with a bunch of random shit.
Wait, why didn't you call the last couple weeks?
I was busy with a bunch of random shit.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Sleeping on the couch.
Oh, well, last week I was recording all day.
Sweet.
And then the time before that, I was out at my friend's house getting a little drunk.
And you couldn't put the show on? What the fuck?
TBR.
I was busy.
How do I get to be you right now?
Lobotomy.
incest.
You get a whole bunch of alcoholic unicorn blood and you drink it.
Is that like tiger's blood? I don't know.
That's not how you talk
Is
to girls.
Is this Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, Pizza, you're talking to broads right now.
Yeah, let's
oh,
hear some
shit.
Charm. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let's hear some charm. How do you talk to a girl, Pizza? Come on.
Well, something really interesting happened the other day. My parents received an email from the neighbors down the street that apparently their daughter had a sex change and is now a male.
How old is she?
Are you guys now dating?
17.
17?
Are you doing are you a shtick? Like, are you doing a joke or is that really?
No, look, like, I'm completely serious.
His penis?
Yeah, he has a dick now.
How do you even know that's what you want to do when you're 17?
No, there's that one that there's that boy in like London that did that too. That was like 16 years old now.
But they do anything in London. They're fucking animals over
if
there.
If you're not supposed to be in your body, you know it.
Wait, maybe that's where Rob is in London.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, get that clit turned inside out.
Yeah, this like.
You're going to still continue to be friends with this person? Yes, right? You don't judge, right?
Well, I don't really care because I don't really talk to them anyway, but I wouldn't care if I did. So.
That's despicable. You can't let your kid do that. Chop his penis off. Or,
add a penis.
Oh, yeah, there's a girl. There's a girl that turned into a man.
A mistake. Yeah,
what about girls that get boobs when they're like 16?
Yeah, that's
that's okay?
I don't like that either.
Well, you
but
don't
I don't like that
breasts.
In general. Yeah.
You don't like 16-year-old boobs?
I like them natural.
If you get a penis added to you later in life, or I don't know how does it work.
Like on
you,
your forehead?
They don't just like add it. It comes from somewhere, right?
They make the clit into a penis.
I know that if you're a guy that turns into a girl, then they invert your penis.
They'll like you use a. They have a sort of an artificial, like
it's like the Reebok pump sneakers.
It's like a cyborg penis. It's
so
like
you're
partly
like
made
a dildo.
Out of. It's yes, it's
you're
made
a
out of
human
skin,
dildo.
But it's like stretched, and then I've seen it like on TLC. They push you push one ball, and it fills up with like fake semen.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And
oh
then
God.
You push the ball, and it
oh.
comes.
Why even the need
no
for fake
shit.
Semen though?
No, I don't know. I guess they want the whole lifestyle. You know?
See, you're
I know that
the girl. I didn't
like.
Know.
You can also put the real cum in there, like from a donor, if you want to impregnate your girlfriend.
Jesus,
huh.
What a
well,
round.
That's fucking weird. Shit.
I wonder if the container it's in is able to be frozen.
Oh.
You know, like Tupperware.
That's true.
I don't think so, right?
Dude,
yeah, but it
sure
has to be like
you got a market
temperature.
Guys, you got a sack full of dead sperm.
Yeah.
Oh, if you get sperm from a sperm donor, it should be a Danish sperm donor.
Most fun ever. Okay.
Either the Danes or the Swedes that have very, very healthy semen.
Miss you.
Dude, I just had pizza. It was delicious.
Don't say you love pizza. He'll stalk your Facebook forever.
No, pizza destroyer.
No, he doesn't. No, yeah. He's a really good
he
Facebook person.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be at his level. So
okay.
I'm working on it.
The pizza, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I added the thaw.
Yeah.
All
right, we have 804.
Line is very sharp.
Maybe they're just calling before it's over.
That's a good point, sir.
Do you need help? Hey, wait, but who are you? 804?
Stop.
Is that Kaiser attacking?
Stop. Make up the area code? Is that really what it's called?
It's Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, okay. Oh. If you're on hold, say something.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, there we go.
He's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Hey, guys. It's James from Richmond.
Hello, James.
Hi, James.
What's up, my today?
Hey, I was just calling to talk to you guys about the Elevate concert. You guys listen to them?
Yes.
Oh, your line is
terrible.
Can
you hang up a little bit?
That's like an internet war zone.
What?
Okay, 917.
Wow.
917.
Like we were just in a game.
He just dropped off.
No.
Was it a familiar 917?
Who knows?
It was 917. I already forgot.
No, it's already stoned.
You're lucky you forgot because you, as stoned as you are, would have read the number out.
Yeah.
Why is it that us three females are the only ones that are smoking? What's happening here?
I'm an alcoholic.
Fucking rule.
I'm an ex-pothead.
Really?
Quit.
Okay, and what's
I'm
your deal?
I'm just not into it.
No? Mm. I've never been in this situation before.
So,
Kara, have you ever been
so
in this
charming
situation before?
No.
Where,
not
like,
usually
the female is dominating the weed.
Yeah,
listen,
no,
if Rob was
usually
here, you wouldn't get any weed.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm
you,
here, and you're damn fucking right.
Oh, really?
I didn't get
weed.
She tell
claws
them.
You wouldn't
eyes
have gotten
out
any weed, any pizza, or any of the lipstick.
And there'd be
it would all be
everywhere
for Rob.
Or words in edgewise.
Yeah,
good one.
Hey, and he
guys
claims everyone.
I like
sane
drugs.
Oh, man.
Oh, there he is.
Sorry.
Okay, wait, we have 917 again.
I can't wait till he listens to the
show. Yeah, should we have like a therapy session with you guys? You guys want to talk about this stuff? Or let it out. Just let it out.
I think we are.
Do you smoke weed?
Slowly.
I want to video this. Hold on.
Okay, we have 917.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, Christina there. This is Tony. She told me to call in, man. I said she got to play music. You got so many sex chains. I said that to you.
Blue, everybody. This is Tony from Queens, and he calls up on the Alex Bennett program. He's fucking awesome. What's up, dude? He wants to talk
nothing
about
much. I was going to watch The Walking Dead, but I said, you know what? Let me see what's going on over here. I thought you guys were playing tunes.
Oh, no, we're bullshitting, man. No. We talked about vagina for like 10 minutes and yeast infections.
We are going to do a reload rock block later on today, though.
And Kara's here to promote what she's doing this weekend, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to listen. But, you know, for right now, we're talking about vaginas.
I know. I felt like I was on Dr. Marcus Welby over here. Vaginas are flying all over the place.
That's right.
Who's let their kids get a sex change at 17? That I want to know.
I don't know.
That's fucking crazy.
You know, it's the person's choice. They know if they're a girl or a boy and there should be something else, they know, and then they should
at least buy them a strap-on to test it
right.
And then see what happens.
Maybe a tuxedo.
I just want to ask Pizza Destroyer, if you're listening, if this person has a Facebook, send me a message with their Facebook link. I'm just curious.
That's stalking.
That's creepy.
Scientific.
Have you met Sid?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Tony, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I was going to actually watch The Walking Dead, but I figured, let me see what's going on over here.
Yeah.
You guys shooting your shit, so I figured I'd call in.
Christina is what's happening.
You got a couple of calls already, I said, which is pretty cool.
Fun. You like it, though, right? It's a good time, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like loose. I guess I never really heard it before, so it's like you talk about anything. Anybody can just call in and talk and stuff.
Right.
What do you guys like listen to? You guys listen to Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, anything like that? You guys listen to radio?
No.
We just listen to ourselves.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I just have a shrine to myself, and I play the show over and over again 24/7.
These guys are all like metalheads, and I know nothing about metal, but they're all into that kind of stuff.
No, me and Sid like 94.7 The Fish.
Right.
Okay.
Radio. Right, okay.
What kind of band you guys like? You got like Metallica? What do you guys listen to?
Smash Mouth?
Only Metallica.
I feel like I'm on a date right now.
Yeah.
What's that?
What music do you like?
Hold on. Just you and him talk.
Well, I listen to Metallica.
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, can you hear me?
What kind of music do you like, Tony?
Metallica, Zeppelin, Van Halen.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Get in dance.
Seattle Sound. What? Soundgarden.
Except she's terrible at it. She wants you to get naked and dance to Soundgarden.
Who's that?
Kara.
She does.
She's the one with the Wonder Bum.
Yeah, that's her. That's you.
Yeah, that's Kara.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. How about it?
That's my thought.
Tony, keep listening. We'll be giving away a Jason Newsted Ibanez bass autograph.
Who the fuck is that?
Ours is falling out hair attached to the G fret.
That'll be an hour three of the show.
I don't know. Anyway. All right.
Take it easy, guys.
You're the best. Peace out.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait, what is a Wonder Bum? What the hell is that?
It's a bra for your ass.
Wait, the bra for your ass?
Mm-hmm.
Is this true? Like Spanx or what is this?
Yeah, well, it's like a bra.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not real.
No, it is now, and you should have patented it.
Patent pending.
Kara made a video. She wrote and directed and filmed a video, and it was on Funny or Die. And I was in it. I had the big boobs, but along with our friend Annie. She had big boobs. Lola, stop it. And Kara's supposed to have the big ass, and so that's like the premise. The video is like
that's the plot.
All the
it's
guys,
a parody commercial. It's
all
like
the,
a commercial
so all the guys
Wonder
are paying
Bob.
Attention to the boobies, no but you know how she gonna get right.
Okay.
So she makes this video, Wonder Bum. In the process of making it, I'm sitting at home one night, and it's late at night, and it's an infomercial for a bra for your ass. So
really?
It technically
really?
Exists now, but Kara was the original creator. I mean, she wrote
it
a whole...
Could, it was so ridiculous, I had to make fun of it.
Right? I called you, and I DVR'd it, so I saved it for you so that you could see the commercial, because I could not believe my eyes.
So what does a bra for your ass do?
It gives you butt cleavage.
So, in other words, like, you...
I don't have boobs to do cleavage, so why not use what God gave me?
So, wait, so you'd sag your pants in the back and have like a coin slot, or what?
Yeah,
I mean, if you see this video, you will see her ass. I promise you that. It's on Funny or Dying. It's called Wonder Bump, so you should definitely check it out. But you will, I promise you, you see her cleave ass.
It's clevasse. I don't know. Is that it? Clevasse.
That's the French version.
So how does it work? Is there like underwire or what? Like, how is there lift? How does it lift and separate?
Really, I just sewed a bra to my underwear.
Ingenious.
What cup size is your ass?
That's a legitimate question.
Thank you for asking.
I don't
think anyone's
ever asked.
In proportion,
thank you.
I'd really say it's probably like a D.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Fancy.
Woo.
Let's give it a round of applause, everybody.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, but you guys should all go on Funny or Die and vote funny because it's funny.
Oh, it's on. It really is on there.
Yeah,
I
promise.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I thought it was something you shot and never put in.
No, no,
I have. She actually films and edits and does everything, and she completes it.
That's great.
Wow.
Unlike some people who don't.
She's pointing at me. Just me. I'm waiting until I get
who
paid.
Who has Converge?
But yeah.
Hey, no,
then
I,
he won't
hey,
let go of
it. I handed it over to Rob like a month or two ago. Oh, okay. He hasn't done shit.
So let's just blame Rob. He's not here.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, watch Creepy Jacob.
Cut it
That's
out.
My.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the newest.
That's the best.
The newest installment
Creepy
of comedy. All
I right. thought it was a very good reflection of what guys who work in radio are like.
Really?
So, Sydney?
I thought you were going to say Jacob.
Are there any of these that are,
and
you know,
Jacob.
Are any of these, you know, not video essential that we could play something now? Or
maybe the Wonder
you
Bum.
You can play Wonder Bum because the audio isn't really... yeah, there's
Creepy
audio
Jacob
is
more like
is
a mute
silent,
film,
so yeah. It wouldn't really work.
All right, we'll do. I'll
could,
put that on after the break.
Cool,
sweet,
it's amazing.
Anyway, okay, I think probably. Are we going to go to a break? Is that what you're looking at me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't give those. I say, let's go to a fucking break. All right, I gotta piss. I don't do that.
He's wait, the eyebrow
you. She's still lifting her finger. Oh,
I've got to get the cards out.
No, that's good though. I'm not. I mean, that's what I should learn to do. I'm not a good radio person.
I don't know. You just look. You just paused and then looked at me.
I just am enamored with your beauty. Your facial features
oh,
are so
that's
striking.
Very
Karen.
Sweet of you. Nice.
You're glowing, right? Are you pregnant? You might be pregnant. You're glowing.
No.
Don't you know anything? You don't say that. God, everybody knock on me.
I just had a very minor heart attack.
God,
I had to think
help.
For a second.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Maybe it's the new Wonder Bum that you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Your butt baby's coming in.
Can you get pregnant through the butt?
Yes. What?
You can?
Yeah. Is that the method of birth
what?
Control you're using?
I'm sorry, what?
I think you've had an abscess in your rectum, and it
oh.
went
oh.
through to your vaginal
oh, like
canal.
There's
no
hole.
Way.
We got to check you for
oh.
yeast.
Darren has some movies to have. Rectal abscess.
Rectal abscess 4.
I don't appreciate any kind of ass play, but especially when it goes in your butt like that. Like, I mean, explodes in your butt like that. That's
I
what about, wait, what about if someone was doing
idea.
You in the butt? And then you fisted yourself and gave them a hand job inside.
Jeez.
Whoa.
How can you possibly fit? I mean, can you fit all of that
in
your hole?
In my hole?
I mean, could
I
anybody?
Think.
I
Sean
doubt it.
The Twin Towers.
Yeah. I actually have. Yeah,
Sean hesitated. I don't
World
know.
Trade Center.
I have seen a video of a woman that puts a Coke can up there and then
no,
pushes it
you.
Out. And I've
nope.
also seen a video of a guy that puts a jar up there
yeah, right.
and then it breaks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. One
oh.
guy was, yeah.
Horrible.
No, I'm saying the fisting is going on in the vagina.
Oh.
The penis is in the rectum.
The, oh.
And like, so the fisting in the vagina is holding on and jerking off
oh.
the dick inside.
I don't think
or you could, like, push it.
Yeah, or at least,
yeah,
like,
cuff it.
Kind of rub on it and shit.
That is
I don't,
so gross. Is that even possible?
Same,
yeah, it actually is possible.
It's the same passageway as, like, that your child's supposed to come out of. Isn't this the
yeah.
saddest thing?
So sweet.
Look it up on RedTube.
Nature's beautiful.
Like, 1 minute you're getting fisted, and the next minute a baby is coming out.
I don't think it's the next minute. It's like 9 months.
Germany is the next minute.
I don't think anyone's...
Can you imagine?
I don't think anyone's ever been fisted in the operating room while they're delivering...
I just want to let you know that as we're having this conversation, we have someone on hold who's listening.
Who?
His name is Shlomo.
Oh, hey. Bring him on. Put him on.
Hi, Shlomo.
You really think you have nothing. He needs a chat.
I'm just warning you.
How old is he? How old are you?
I don't know.
17 years old.
Did he turn 18?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
In a month.
Oh, you're a robot right now.
Oh, okay, wait. Shlomo.
It's about a month.
Okay.
What's in
a
month?
About a month.
You turn 18.
In about a month.
In about a month, you will be how old?
18.
So he's like Justin Bieber's age.
Yeah. No, Justin Bieber's 16, I think. Sydney, what? So you interviewed him. What's the story?
I believe he's 16 and a half.
Right.
What's up, Shlomo?
This kind of a 16 was quite a mind flip.
I'm sorry, what?
Conversation was kind of like a mind fuck.
A mind fuck. When he finally gets something out, right? Don't tease him by acting like he didn't understand.
Encourage.
I heard man fuck. That's
mind. Mind fuck.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Mind.
Are you
like
okay?
Like a mind, like I'm... Whatever. What? I don't care, really.
Whatever.
Of course. Mind box, yeah, that sounds good. Mind box.
Crazy.
Somebody in the chat just said, Mind comp?
Okay, so, broads, come on. Have a little quiet.
We gotta have every caller.
Where are you from, Shlomo?
From Brooklyn.
I am from Brooklyn.
I am
from Brooklyn.
Where are your parents from?
Well, one's from Brooklyn, one's from Long Island.
Long Island.
Can't you detect that Long Island accent?
Yes, that's what everyone in Long Island sounds like.
And all for the same reason, pretty much.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight, Shlomo?
Nothing much.
Yeah? Just
studying the Talmud?
Not really. Did it earlier.
Are you still in high school?
Yeah.
He's in a yeshiva. Right? You are, right?
Yeah.
And you play any sports? Or do you play in a band? Can you sing one right now?
He likes to sing angels.
I have a clip of him singing a Slayer song.
Shlomo, you should ask for me which song, a song that he learned
we
in
have
school.
No, I learned.
I'd like to hear a live version if we could.
We had Shlomo sing the Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel song.
No, I mean like the one you sing at your bar mitzvah.
But then our fans
are
metal songs.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Let me play
I
right
mean,
now.
Like the power of the internet is just so amazing. Go ahead. Very excited. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm happy to be here.
There it is.
What's
this
happening?
What?
Over there.
Ooh. Let's get that moving again.
This is epic.
This is beautiful.
Gets better. Alyssa BPP said, sounds like the soundtrack to a terrorist beheading video.
Is he saying JJ?
I do.
Is this the couple one? What's the one like, oh, Drago, Drago, Drago.
Isn't this...
That was brilliant. I'd like to see what he sounds like. What a... You're very festive, Shlomo. Very festive.
Okay. I think so.
Yeah.
Is there any like to sing for us now, Shlomo? Any songs have been stuck in your head lately?
Not really.
Shlomo, you have two new lovely ladies.
Fresh meat. Meat you can't touch because you're very underage, but fresh
meat.
But
one
meat.
Day, they'll remember this moment, so why don't you
right.
sing to them? Do something.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know which song to sing.
Boys to Men on Bended Knee?
Yes.
I didn't know which song to sing.
I said Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
What?
Shlomo, listen. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
I never heard that song.
Well,
it's
we're gonna...
Schwarza music, but you'll like it.
Yeah. Schwarza music?
It is.
Oh, I think I have a song. That could be nice.
What?
Let's sing it to each other.
Come on. Go, Shlomo.
Shlomo.
By the way,
you ready?
Aren't you glad you're on a metal podcast? I just wanted to ask.
Boys to Men.
I have a song.
Yeah, Shlomo has a song. What song do you have, Shlomo?
It's a rap song.
Oh, good.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh,
that's
rap
wonderful.
Song.
Yeah. That's very fitting.
Okay,
let's
so
do it.
Give me a beat
it?
Or something.
Oh.
You wrote a rap. Sing an existence.
No, it's a song. Look up Blackalicious Deception.
I can't understand.
Look up Blackalicious Deception.
Deception.
Wow.
I wish you did like Biz Markie or something.
Blackalicious Deception.
He does on a silly basis, but not musically.
Alright, I got it.
Oh, with a fun hat.
Yep.
All right, Shlomo. This is Shlomo singing Black Alicious Deception.
Called him a man.
Never
his bar mitzvah.
That was okay.
Whew.
Oh,
I'm out of breath.
I need a break.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, let me work on my eye signal. Hold on, Noah.
Wait,
what?
I'm gonna send smoke signal. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No. No, never mind. I fucked up.
That's okay.
Thank you,
Sean.
Yeah.
Bad.
Nice.
Where's the paddle?
Gotta break the paddle out.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so before we go to the music break, which was handpicked by Cara Payne.
Nice.
Why don't you tell us what you're doing this weekend?
I'm hosting the March Metal Beatdown at the Trash Bar in Brooklyn. And there's a open bar from 8 to 9. They'll be beer funneling, which I'm really excited
Shlomo
about.
Shlomo can totally come.
Shlomo cannot come to a place where alcohol
is. Yeah, I think it's 21 and over.
He has a fake ID. He can absolutely stand outside on the street.
What if his dad brought him?
He looks like
his dad brought him. That's on his dad.
But
I
he's
suppose.
Like 5'2". I think he
should just stand on the street and wait for people to come outside and smoke cigarettes.
He might do that too.
I'll show you his Facebook
picture. And he'll tell him.
Yeah, exactly. He'll narc on people.
Wait, if I request Shlomo as a friend on Facebook, do you think he'd say yes?
100%.
Oh,
yes.
So God, yes.
Yeah?
Sean's
say,
dad
oh,
is
yes.
He added my dad on
oh,
Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask him to be friends on Facebook.
The man told my dad he looks cool in a T-shirt.
Oh, that's the cutest
I bet he's right.
Oh.
You've made a friend for life.
I wonder what he's going to be like when he gets older.
Of course.
Sean's dad?
Same.
My dad? Probably like me, but the opposite.
Okay,
and also Frank's band is going to be playing that show.
Oh,
which one?
So if you want to meet Frank, the March Metal Beatdown.
No, which band?
Imperion.
Oh, Imperion.
What other bands?
News.
And I am going to be their light tech.
Oh,
right.
That's
nice.
Ooh, really?
I love it.
You
and
like the smoke machine?
I will be cleaning the floor of vomit.
Oh, no.
We all have jobs. We're all appointed
can I,
jobs.
Can I stand with you wherever you're going to be lighting something?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm lighting
I don't know who. I don't know anybody
that's
there, but Carrie, she's going to be on stage.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Figured
I'll,
I would hang out
I'm
with you.
There.
She's going to be the bouncer.
I'm running
so
the cotton candy machine.
Who's going to be there? There's
going to
be
Resolution 15, Flames of Fury. Slam One Down.
Alkaline's Gun.
Alkaline's, right?
Alkaline's Gun.
I thought it was Alkaline 2, but it's like apparently this chess move. Some guy, his name, last name
why
is Alkaline. I'm sorry, I'm passing something to Noah.
It's really uncomfortable. You were talking to him. Stood up.
In high school, I named my band after Parcheesi.
Nice.
Yeah.
I always make up bands like with my friends. My boyfriend would just like. We're like the train doors closed. That would be a great name for a band. It's like ridiculous.
By the way, you just broke Shlomo's heart by saying you have a boyfriend. Unfortunately,
you might
this
not
little
come to
cat
the show now.
He's replaceable.
He's way underage. I mean, I'm 30.
He's 1 month.
I'm old enough to be his mother or his like really older sister, where his parents had a huge mistake.
You're like 19.
Like my family.
I'm just 30.
No, stop.
Swear to God.
Go on.
I want some ID.
I promise I was born in 1980.
Wow, you have nary a wrinkle.
Huh.
It's amazing.
1980.
So, yeah,
what
so we're all going to be there. You're same age as you. So we're all going to be there.
Oh,
you guys should
way to blow her up. Just because you offered it up, that means she wants to.
Listen, I'm going down. She's coming with me.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
So music break.
All right. Well,
wait, I do want to go on record and say it's not going to be as cool as last week's.
Oh,
did you pick them last week?
Wait, can I tell you why I picked some of them? Or?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to. I mean, you don't want me to. Well, I picked one of them was a Danzig song because I brought this book, the Danzig Henry and Glenn Forever, where they're gay guys and they love each other.
Nonfiction work.
I think it's so funny though
so
because
respect.
Can I just like? Okay, this is Henry talking to Glenn. When angels get tired, they sit and rest on soft pillows of clouds in the sky. And then Glenn says, where eagles dare.
It's so gay.
And he's mad about it. But anyway, so I picked Mother because I always sing that song at karaoke.
And it's, oh my God, she sang it for my birthday. It was the best night
of
my
life. I love singing
that.
Wait,
favorite.
Is this the version where the deaf guy sings it?
No, it's a regular one. But you should play that because I would love to hear it.
We also have a version with Rob's mom singing.
Oh, yeah. We recorded a version of a parody of that song with Rob's mother. Rob's very Russian mother.
I think you should just play a block
of
Mother. That's what I think you should play.
We'll play the parody when we come back also.
Nice.
We haven't played that in a while.
And then I was supposed to go see Motorhead and Clutch.
Mm-hmm.
on Monday.
Yeah.
And I only got one ticket. So I saw this dude running around, and he had, like, patches on his denim jacket with Motorhead, so I gave him my ticket.
I do want to say I was let down. There was...
And this scalper tried to throw money at me, and I was like, I know he's... Look at how stoked he is. Look at this guy right here.
You did a mitzvah.
Oh, what's
so
a mitzvah?
I played some... What?
You did a mitzvah.
That's why I love the Jews.
A mitzvah.
Well, you know, when you're talking to Shlomo... He might pull out one of these words.
I love that. I love the whole mitzvah. I know it's not a good thing, but Shiva. I love it. I don't know. It's like everybody's together. You're all sitting around. Everybody eats things. Oh, I'm kind of like Jewish by association because everybody in my family, my dad, married a Jewish woman. So, you know, they're all mixed in and they all had Hanukkah. I didn't. Whatever. I'm not bitter about it at all. But I like the traditions. I don't know. Nice.
Nothing special.
It's nice.
Did you ever date?
And you tan well.
Did you ever date a Yid?
I never did. No.
No?
No, he wasn't. His nose. But no. No, no. That was racist.
Oh. Well, you said you did or you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I thought I didn't.
You never, like, thought about it? Or?
I mean, yeah, whatever.
I'm
not against it. I would absolutely date.
I know that,
what did you call it? A Yid?
No. Shlomo.
Did you call it a Yid?
Yid.
That was like 5 minutes ago.
Shlomo is 17 years old, and I'm sorry. I like him very much as a radio friend.
Listen, in 1 month, he's going to be...
That does not matter.
He's going to be perfectly
legal. I'm shutting it completely down. I mean, like, it's just too creepy for me.
I think...
I am not a cougar.
17 is legal in New York State.
I'm not a cougar. This is absolutely out of the
cougar.
Question.
Cougar. Cougar's like 45.
No.
You're a cougar.
I don't know. It's
you're a cougar.
That's when the older woman hooks up with an Orthodox Jewish kid. It's a cougar. Make it happen.
Oh, I love it.
She's almost putting his tuxedo on as we speak.
Are you guys all on the same thing here? Are you reading the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's all a different chat room on every different computer.
Yeah.
No, I want
to. You're just scalping.
I'm on J-Date.
You're finding Jewish guys for her that are age appropriate?
Yeah. I wanted to, well, you know, the big no small penis thing is very in nowadays. I want to hook her up.
I have my smartphone set to Lemon Party all the time.
Sweet. Terrible.
Terrible response.
Any goatsy?
Sweet.
Death Metal J said Sean is on Meat Spin.
I am Meat Spin.
You're the guy in Meat Spin? You're the tranny?
Yeah, that's me with the bikini suntan.
By the way, anyone listening in the chat, do not go to Meat Spin. I don't know. If you don't know what
Shlomo, go to Meat Spin.
Unless you want
to
see my dong spinning in a propeller fashion, go to it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I don't want to be responsible for you finding out what we're talking about.
All right. Okay. So it's time for a music break.
We'll be right back.
Gonna take you down the house tonight. adjust my pants so that I may dance the good time dance and put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance.
Landington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is Chuck Blandington. Remember when sideburns were cool? No, neither do I. Sorry, Rob. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me. As long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
Thank you, Bland. We just had a very brief chat roulette session.
Yeah.
In the studio.
I've never done that before.
Christina was very disappointed that penises were not shown to her.
Well, that and when they just stare at you, they don't even, there's no communication. They don't look at you.
What kind of maniac goes on that site to begin with? I mean,
he wanted you to be naked, too, and you weren't.
Well, he was just staring at me like he looked like he was dead, like Weekend at Bernie's dead.
Maybe he was.
Oh, shit.
He needed
with
some
his shirt off.
On Ralph.
I mean,
that's what I want my funeral to be. It's just a webcam on me dead on
sure.
roulette.
Oh, my God.
Sid, did you accidentally type corpse roulette?
Well, imagine. Give you random headstones from around the country.
Aye. Wow.
I actually pitched that to my bud Barry. Used to work for the Prayer Channel.
Barry, who was on,
and they were always thinking of new programming. And I pitched them this idea that I thought was brilliant, but I don't think it ever really got any traction. But you know how like you have relatives that are dead, but you don't feel like going all the way to the fucking cemetery all the time to visit. What if there was a pay-per-view channel where they had every local cemetery, and you just cue in the name of your relative, and they'll give you a video feed of the headstone.
I would watch it.
Make sure it's there, everything's okay, and you don't have to fucking travel all the way out there.
Don't
I mean, what's the point?
Don't they have, like, traffic?
Even in death, they are just...
I would just spend all day humping headstones, just hoping someone would see me.
Google Earth.
Yeah, I mean, there's got we had the technology is in place. We just need to reappropriate it.
It's like the ultimate in laziness to Google Earth your fucking grandmother's gravestone.
I think you're really onto something here.
Listen, people are too busy now to take trips to Staten Island.
Or you know what? There should just be an app for it.
Something.
There probably is an app for it.
Your grandmother's watching you from heaven. You friggin' prick!
How dare you?
You can't go to my gravestone!
How
my grandma didn't speak
you.
English. She'd
with this Google Earth?
She'd be cursing me in Yiddish.
My grandmother calls the entire internet your space. She says to me, Christina, can you do me a favor? Go on your space and show me the pictures of Denise's new baby.
Just go to denicesnewbaby.com.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. My dad's losing his mind, so he's leaving porn around.
Oh.
The other day, he's like, can you help me put my pictures into the computer? I don't
oh,
know how
no.
to do it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And he was standing right over my shoulder, and I open up the folder, and it has little mini folders in it, and they all show the icons, and there's one little mini folder with big-breasted naked women, and I'm like, that's wrong. Still, just minimize that over there. And he was like, oh, that's not where it goes. I was like, no, I don't think it's that folder, Dad. It was so awkward.
What's wrong with
He's not losing his mind that much.
No way.
He's a guy. It's just,
wait, so
it was just
big boob pictures? Was there anything else?
I didn't really spend time
looking
at it.
No, like maybe you saw something else.
He left a video once upstairs in the bathroom. It was like 70s porn.
Really? A video in the bathroom?
I know it's his because I have four sisters and my mom. There's no other men in our family.
Is there a VCR in the bathroom?
He's just reading the back. He's taking a dump, reading the back of the box.
See, I don't remember what this one's about.
I needed some reading material.
Oh, my God. And it was like Bush. Total lots of Bush.
You know what?
70s.
Was it the tape or
Gavin
just
Rossdale.
Like the box?
It was the tape in the box.
Like a VHS?
Because
it
VHS.
Makes the box, if there's pictures on it, it's perfect because it's a built-in cum catcher.
Oh.
You look at the pictures and then you shoot right into the inside.
It's tasteful.
It's almost like a...
That is my dad.
Oh.
That's my dad.
He's a clever masturbator.
Well, he didn't have a Doritos bag handy.
Oh, man,
so,
I didn't even think about him masturbating. I just thought about him watching it. Now he's masturbating.
Well, what else are you going to do to it?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
A sandwich?
After.
True.
He's just, he's getting lazy, I think. I think he's forgetting. He's leaving it out. I'm seeing his porn a lot lately, and it's not fun for me. And my.
Isn't it possible he, like, wants to get caught? So he's,
No.
By his daughter.
Why?
I don't know.
Why ruin
he's
my
guilty.
Psyche?
He's guilty. He feels guilty.
About what?
I don't know, that he's looking at porno.
I don't want to know how what he's guilty about. Be guilty. You know what, dude? Enjoy it. I don't care. I don't want to know about it.
It's not like a weird thing. Like, you didn't see,
like,
you know,
midgets.
Like jailbait or something like
right.
that or whatever. But.
Sid, tell him the truth. You just saw him on Chat Roulette with his penis out.
He was the one jerk it off into the video cassette box.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Dad. There was Bush on the box. We saw it. Oh. Maybe he wants to bond with you and, you know, like, watch porn together.
No,
not in a sexual way.
Thank
just,
you.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Let's enjoy this.
Just, like, for the aesthetic qualities. You can talk
I
about
really think he's just, he's, like, seven. He's almost 70.
What?
Yeah. Wow. So he's just, right? He's just losing it.
But
no,
wow, 70.
No. I think he's gaining it. Like, he's like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, literally. He's like,
I don't care. He did say, I can't wait to be 65 because then I can shit in my pants and no one can tell me I can't.
Does he? Does he shit in his pants?
No, thankfully he doesn't.
You're ahead
so
of the game.
If you have to choose between him leaving his porn out or him shitting in his pants when you're around, which would you choose?
Touche. I would rather, you're right.
So wait.
The porn is so much too easier to
when,
deal with.
When you said 70s porn, is that 70-year-old women that, like, he's with his peers
watching?
No,
they were young ladies, but now they're probably old women.
Yeah.
Now they're old women.
Listen, that's 40 years ago already.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He probably bought that when it was brand new.
I actually downloaded an 80s porn that I watched when I was a kid that I loved.
Which
and,
one?
Sweat. It's called.
Starring who?
Starring Amber Lynn.
Is it like a workout video that turns dirty?
No, better than that. It's about a woman who cannot sweat.
Oh.
And
wow.
She's like going
to
die or something. So she starts fucking different people trying for them to get to make her sweat.
Oh.
And fails each time, you know. But like, so it's all different sex scenes where she's trying to sweat. But I was realizing as I'm watching this that this came out in like 1985 or something, and they're all like 60 now, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you know?
Or a lot, most of them are probably dead,
right?
No, well, yeah, I guess.
Probably.
Well, Amber Lynn's still alive, she still does porn.
Oh,
really? I don't think still,
was,
I think
she wasn't good looking then.
She was,
oh,
she,
what other female porn stars were in that? Give me somebody palatable.
No one famous,
no,
no, there was Jamie Gillis, that guy. Was in it, but he looked like a Welcome Back Cotter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody did at that point.
And, but no one off the top of my head that I remember.
For shame.
I know. I'm a terrible...
Hypatia Lee, maybe?
No. Loved her.
Wow, you know them all, huh?
I did one!
When you're a 14-year-old...
Are you looking at him? Are you looking at him? You see Sydney?
Yeah. Hypatia Lee's on Chat Roulette right now.
If only.
Christy Canyon was my favorite. Remember
she's up
her?
There. Of course, I remember Christy Canyon.
Deep cleavage.
Yes. Ooh, she lived up to her name,
yeah.
Do you guys know any porn star male names other than Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Who, by the way, has licked my neck before.
Really?
In real life?
No.
Yeah, I have a picture of it on Facebook.
Was this warranted, or did he just...
I mean, it just kind of happened. It was...
I don't know where you were.
You know, wrong place, wrong time. You know what I mean?
How did he get up?
I Pirelled it afterwards.
How did he get up to your neck? Isn't he like 5'1"?
He looks like a little hedgehog. It's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than Ron Jeremy, do you know names of male porn stars? You got girls? Yeah? No?
What's that dude that you have in your fridge?
It's weird how they know
so much.
Oh, my
God, what's his name?
T.T. Boy?
T.T. Boy.
But that's not that
That's a real porn star?
No, no. What was that guy's name that was on my fridge?
Peter North.
Actually, didn't Jenny say when she dated your brother that his penis was exactly the same as
no.
T.T. Boy's penis?
No, no.
No, that was like his gamer tag on Xbox or something.
Yeah, but that's where she said it came from.
Something like...
Oh, okay.
Noah doesn't want to talk about it because it's his brother.
Wait, who's that dude with the long blonde hair that's in like every... mainstream porn.
I feel like in any porn you only
Evan Stone?
See like
yeah,
from the neck down on a guy.
He looks like Triple H.
And then his
right
penis is covered by vagina.
No, but that's ideally
that's
what it is.
That's
but
on like Red Shoe Diaries. That's not like on real porn.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not like a porn connoisseur.
That's a soft porn.
No, real
yeah.
porn is like a vagina ectomy. They go into
yeah.
into the puss
uh-huh.
and just put the camera right up there.
I should be videotaping this because you guys are giving demonstrations.
Yeah,
yeah there's a lot of visual, there's a lot of hand motions going on.
Shush!
There's a dog. There's
oh
two dogs
God,
in here.
How horrible.
Fighting.
It's okay. Bruno likes it rough.
Really? He likes it rough?
Yeah.
Look how handsome he is, just sitting there, just worn out. What a
yeah.
booba.
Well, what were they doing?
Having sex.
Oh.
No, Bruno likes guys.
Oh, speaking of guys,
that like Bruno?
Sure.
Does that mean there's a call?
Yeah, it's Rob.
Rob balls.
Rob, are you done eating now? Are you done eating?
Is Rob ever done eating?
Hello? I was just drinking some tiger's blood. No biggie.
You're winning?
I'm winning very much, though. So I call in and I hear you guys talking about male porn stars.
Yep.
Is that what?
I was about to say, I'm really bummed I'm not in the studio. I could join in the conversation.
Get some knowledge on us?
Although you mentioned all the male porn stars that I know.
Really?
Isn't it true that you once were a male porn star?
I don't know if that movie would be considered a porn, but I will go with yes.
If you count chat
Rob,
roulette, yes.
Wait, Rob, call back. I think I have to restart the lines. You're like sounding like a robot.
Yeah.
Don't I usually?
Unusual.
Whoa. We can just simulate Rob.
Yeah, he should. I just have to reconnect the lines, that's all.
Okay.
Which now he can call back. And anyone else who wants to call, 646-929-1357.
That's the number.
And
call
when
us with the phrase that pays.
Yeah, make sure when you call us, you promise that you're going to come out this weekend to Trash Bar.
Yeah,
but
why
would we want to go to Trash Bar?
I don't know,
because
Kara.
It's the March Metal Beatdown.
That just made me not want to go.
Oh, really? Oh,
well,
you want to go because...
That's not nice.
Well, the Hickson is going to be there, so... And
wow.
Kara is going to be hosting it.
Hell yeah.
I am.
Are you going to be wearing the Wonder Bum?
Only her Wonder Bum.
Oh.
She is a D-cup
so
ass. Aren't you listening?
I'll be there.
Now all the weirdos are going to come. Thanks.
Okay, so is that Rob?
Speaking of bums...
And weirdos.
You guys, I mean, he doesn't seem that bad.
I don't know. Let's find out. Rob, are you there?
I am here. Hey there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we hear you.
Get the chicken nugget out of your mouth.
Oh,
is that what he's doing?
I'm done eating.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had bacon and shrimp. My favorite two foods together.
Were you at Pizza Rat Luna again?
Were you at the Sizzler?
Was there a side dish?
It was all I could eat shrimp.
Was there a side dish?
Yeah, there were mashed potatoes and like green beans, but nice. Who's going to eat green beans when there's a giant steak there?
I mean, probably me. I'd probably put the green beans on top of the steak and then eat it all together.
Nothing's going to keep the meat out of Rob's mouth.
I like green beans.
For you? That was Rob finishing his meal.
Me.
Rob, come on. We're on the air. Please.
What did I just do?
What did I do?
You burped right into the mic.
Mind your gas. There are ladies over here.
Yeah, the one time I decide to skip the live cast, it becomes a not-sausage fest.
Coincidence?
What is it, a sushi fest? Wait, or maybe because I decided to skip it, that's why all the ladies showed
it's
up. Is that what it was?
They smelled it.
Oh, Rob, come on.
Oh, that steak is just coming out of me.
And you're not here.
Say excuse me, at least.
Yeah. Well, I'm speechless.
Hang up on this fuck.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Oh, did you really hang up on him? He said to hang up. Is he listening right now? Oh,
he's
going to
be so mad. He's gonna write us an email.
He appreciates a good zinger. He knows that was good. Come on.
This is going to turn out bad.
We are going to get such an email tomorrow.
You'll
forget. He's gonna disable our administrator rights on the website.
I don't think I have administrator rights on that website.
I don't think you would either.
Can we call him back? Can we call him back?
No.
Yeah,
no.
We can call him back.
No, why? We could.
Let's call him back and tell him he has a package at UPS.
Don't tell Rob that someone has a package.
Yeah, because he won't get off the phone then.
Thrash it or trash it.
Let's do it.
Okay, but you have to do it.
Wait, well, I was
you will
just trying to DJ it up a little bit. Jeez.
Hello,
well,
baby.
You were looking at me.
All right, everybody. I'm going to do it like Rob.
Obviously.
It's time for everybody's favorite game show. That's it, a treasure.
I like drugs.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
When do I get to join this?
Go ahead.
Alan's still in there. He hasn't been here like a year and a half.
So it's the show where people send us links to bands, and we tell them whether they suck or not.
Oh, man.
And we have someone from, like, a real metal radio station here.
Yeah, so you can actually have your bands rated by someone who knows what they're talking about.
That's a lie. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Unlike us.
I know that when I listen to SiriusXM Liquid Metal, I'm a little nervous.
You should be.
So,
no, if you just opened your mind and listened to it once in a while, you would see that it's pretty
I'm nervous of you, on.
All right. The first band we're going to listen to is sent in by Death Metal J, and this is called Whistlecore.
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 Can we get? Do we get to guess what kind of music it is
you
first?
All right. By the name, what kind of music do you
I'm
think?
Thinking like folk metal.
Well, I'll read what it says. It
I'm
says,
thinking crappy.
All right.
Black or hardcore where they only whistle.
I see black. It says genre black metal, experimental hardcore.
Experimental. See that word in there? And the word whistle. All right.
The name of this song is IDMCODIWHMF.
Okay.
Let's see what
that
is.
I think it stands for I Don't Mind Coming on Dumb White Whores,
Watch
Motherfucker.
Me. I will have mushy fingers. I like the recorder.
Is this like a retarded child?
Go ahead.
It'll probably kick
cut
in.
Cut my
and
fingers off.
Ween?
Yeah, really.
I got so
slow-mo.
Sean is loving this.
This is what this kind of vocal sounds
See,
like without music.
See, this is what I mean, I'm scared.
It's only 15 seconds ago.
It's like Yoko Ono.
Sounds like The Exorcist.
It's art. It's definitely art, but I don't know if it's
metal. It's definitely art.
All right.
You're sure it's art.
Craft. So
let's go around the table. We'll go to our lovely guest, Kara, first. What did you think of that?
Wait, but first tell her, you either have to trash it or thrash it.
Thrash it is the good one.
Right. I gotcha.
That's debatable.
Man. I'm going to have to trash it.
Trash it. Mm. Okay.
You can say why if you want to.
We're picking bands based on, like being heavy metal bands. I would go see that if it was like an art exhibit in the Soho because it's expression.
I wouldn't.
But I wouldn't go to I wouldn't listen to my headphones and be like, hee,
hee,
hee. Nipples! Yeah, just, I would probably stab somebody on the train.
Check
on it!
You know what someone needs
it's
to do?
It's beautiful in its own way, though.
In our audience, someone needs to remix that song with a recap of our show. Just go like, toot, 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 toot. Rob's not here! Toot. All right. So, Christina,
yes,
what do you think?
I'm going to trash it because it gave me agita.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with you.
Inside right now, I'm very nervous. And
do you want an Ativan? I have one with
me. I mean, I don't even know what that is, but I'll take it with a swig of whatever you're drinking.
Sid?
Actually, I'm still working on this over here. Excuse me. Go ahead, please.
I'm going to trash it because it sounded the way it sounded.
Man. I'm definitely going to have to trash it.
I agree. Sean?
Thrash.
We knew that
just
was
for
coming.
The sole reason. No, it's a very moderate, but I think that it could be funny in a live art setting. And so I stand by what this guy's doing. I would never walk around listening to it in my iPod, but
I will check it out.
Okay. There you go. That's a thrash. It's just so it wasn't unanimously trash. Yeah. Well, it was terrible, of course. I'm gonna.
Is it the guy that sent it? Is that who sings it?
I hope so.
Because then I feel bad for trashing.
Oh, you don't have to feel bad.
Oh, okay.
No, this is what we do.
Oh, okay, good.
Ross Gnarly submitted a band themed for Sean. So,
oh, great.
We're going to check this one out. This is called Bastards Grind.
Oh, this is...
Oh.
What, do you know them? Are they, they're not indie?
Let's see.
It's just Bastards, I guess, and Grind is the genre. We have Hipster Grinder, Skull Fragments on the Street, Dudentog, A Clock Without a Clocksman.
Skull Fragments.
Skull Fragments on the Street. Here we go.
Because it's new.
Oh, they're all new.
Yeah.
Grass. All right, it's done.
All right, but we have to... Look.
Is it over? Is it really done?
That was it? Yeah,
I don't know. It just stopped. All right, let's see. Sean already is jerking off.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Thank you, sir.
This is a 90-second song, so you played it in its entirety.
Too long.
Yeah, right.
This is their point. Okay. This is their magnum opus. This is like the longer.
You can see that, like,
there was a title for this.
Oh, okay. I heard. All right, what do we think of this, Sean?
I really, really liked it. I know you guys probably won't, but I definitely hear some sweet notions to, like, early Graves and some just good chaotic hardcore mixed in with their grindcore, and I dig it.
All right.
I actually was kidding about the first one. The first one was a piece of garbage. Yeah. But this one was fucking amazing.
You don't want that earlier track.
I don't want this to... Exactly. I am dead serious about 100% thrash.
All right. You're not going to change that later on, are you?
No.
All right. Noah?
It wasn't, like, progressive enough for me. Mm-hmm. There was no keyboard. There was no odd-time signature.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really hear a guitar solo, and I wasn't really paying that much attention to it.
Okay. There were no mentions of elves.
No,
well,
elves
there could have
or
been
mountain
elves,
men.
Didn't make it out.
Or Vikings or ships. So, I'm just going to trash it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Sydney.
I'm very on the fence, but it's a 49-51 trash. Just because it didn't, it was a little generic sounding for that genre.
You guys have to stop doing the percentages. It's either thrash or trash.
Well, no, it's,
for being honest,
it's a trash, and then he's further augmenting his opinion by clarifying it.
Oh, okay. Maybe you just say I trash
he
it.
He did.
Oh,
I trash it, but it's a mediocre trash.
I thought he gave the percentage first, and then.
All right, he did.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a man.
No.
A trash is a trash. All right, Christina.
If I was driving in a car and listening to this,
you'd crash.
I would crash.
You'd crash it.
Yeah. So I'm going to trash it.
All
right. Just to get some background, what kind of music are you into?
I mean, I'm really, I like 90s alternative, you know,
10,000 Maniacs.
Shit like that, you know. And I also love Lady Gaga. You know, I like a mainstream pop slash classic rock slash. You know, a little Motown. I like Motown. Some jazzy little brass band stuff. But not, you know, I like it. It's nice. I'd kill myself in a car with this music.
Sounds like my mother.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to thrash it, man.
Wow.
I liked it. I thought it was, you know, I like Napalm Death and Pig Destroyer and speed metal and punching people in the face. I love it. All
right.
So it was like definitely not. I've heard it before. I think I've heard it before, but it was right in line with all those other bands that are doing it.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. We got. I don't want to do Sean bands the whole show.
Yeah.
Everyone's submitting all these grind bands, but
hey,
let's see. What we
don't
got
ignore
here.
My audience.
I'll eat your face, Ireland. How does that sound?
Is that for me again?
No, I didn't think that's
just for the name. I like.
Are they threatening Ireland or are they from Ireland?
I guess Ireland, but
great.
I like smushing it together so that they're talking to Ireland. here are the songs we can choose from. I Have a Wolf on My Head.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, the other one, all right. Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, here it is.
As it says in the Bible, in the Bible, I believe it is said that it is easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than for a person to get into heaven. It is easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than for me to thrash an instrumental.
You're horrible.
No, I need some kind of vocals or else. Nah. It's half a song.
I agree.
I'm gonna. What's a good one? Thrash it, because I like that. That was nice.
She's
beautiful.
Just picking at random. She didn't even have the headphones.
She's wearing headphones. I'm wearing headphones. I'm caring. That was nice. I mean, there was a little bit of everything in there.
Pleasant.
I feel like Red Foreman's mom on that '70s show right now.
I'm gonna have to trash it.
Okay.
I love bands like Opeth. I love instrumentals. I have nothing against them, but I felt like they were like throwing everything out. They were like, "Now we're doing this, and then we're going to do this, and for a little bit we're going to do this, and we're going back to this, and this is crazy." It's like you're just doing it to show off, dude. Slow down and make a song.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit too all over the place, but I did like each separate thing. I thought they could each
stuck with it, right?
Decent songs. Yeah, but
stay with it.
I agree with your criticism, but it wasn't enough for a trash, so I thrashed it.
Nice.
So mark this day down in infamy that I will thrash an instrumental
track.
I will. This is the first.
Are you just thrashing it because Ross Gnarly suggested it?
Did he?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no,
I think he
did
the last one. Sorry.
No. No, we're boyfriends on the side. But I like ADHD in my music.
Okay.
I like sometimes getting surprised and whatnot. But musically, everything that I put together, like the Mastodon elements or like the more jazzy, almost Dillinger kind of elements, and then the beginning, which was just tech deathy kind of stuff. Like it all kind of gelled well for me, and I'm okay with it. But I wish there was vocals, but I'm fine.
And Noah?
Okay, I especially like that it was an instrumental track. It was more textured than the last band, but at the same time, I felt like some of the riffs and stuff were a little bit obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But
out of the eight in the 1 minute that
this exactly. But I'm the same as you, Darren. It's not enough for me to trash it, so I thrash it.
Well, since Kara's here and she loves Danzig, I'm being told, allegedly, this band sounds like Danzig. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, considering this guy is...
Wait, is it Rob's mom?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, yeah. Imagine he's linking to that. No, this apparently they're called Karma Kid. This looks like it might be a signed band, though. What do you think?
Oh, they have to be unsigned band.
Yeah.
Are they signed?
What was that other
unsigned
band? Bastards.
Right.
bastards.
All right, okay. Karma Killers. We have German Bitch, Devil's Dance, or let's do German Bitch. Let's see what this sounds like. If it doesn't sound like Danzig, we're coming out.
Polish guy just like singing in his grocery store.
So you loved it?
Yeah, really. That's up your alley, isn't it?
But it made me laugh, so I have to thrash it.
Nice.
Okay.
It was terrible, but I just have to, it was so bad that I have to thrash it.
Okay. So
now let me ask you, where is this band from?
Is
it a fake accent or are they?
No, it says Manchester, UK. Maybe it's a fake. You want to play another song?
Yeah, because whether that was a real accent or not, sort of color, is what I'm going to say. My vote.
Okay, let's see. He starts singing in Swahili now. Yeah, maybe that was a German theme.
More than I hate guitar solo.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. It's used for humor. I'm your
that's how it starts.
Okay. Well.
There's parts of it I like, but then there's other parts that kick in and just make me sick to my stomach, so I'm going to have to trash it.
Oh.
It's just missing. Cock Rocky.
It doesn't make me so nervous, so that's nice.
So, do you thrash or trash?
I mean, I want to. Excuse me. I want to kind of trash it. I don't think I like it. I'm not fired up.
Okay.
It doesn't fire.
But I'm not scared. So that's a good thing.
Step in the right direction.
Moist.
Moist underbelly.
Full circle.
It makes my underbelly moist.
Like a crocodile.
I wanted to trash it before, but then Noah said that she would thrash it because it made her laugh, and I was like, it's me too. Like, I was like, what the heck wrong with this guy? So I kind of want to thrash it.
Okay. I actually like the band. The band sounds decent. Once the guy starts talking, it sounds like Rammstein with Danzig's band or something. But it's like, I keep thinking of, you have a pussy, I have a dick. I don't know. I guess I'll thrash it.
I would thrash whatever you're singing just now.
You never heard that? We'll play that later, too.
I would thrash that.
We got a whole another music break to do now with all these songs.
Well, when that first song kicked in, like, I really enjoyed the music. And I thought, where are they going to go with this? Like, this is fucking rocking, whatever, you know, this is good. It's a barn burner. But I cannot get down with the singer. I don't care if it's funny.
I just
can't do it.
If
it's
a joke, it's not funny. And if it's not a joke, then it's just really shitty.
Exactly.
Like, either way, it's bad.
If you guys want to know a good band that does, like, this sound, not with a shitty singer, check out a band from LA called Damnation, and it's just good. Like, there's like, you know, rockabilly influence, kind of this kind of like whatever cock and roll.
Somebody
feel
in the chat said it sounded like Turbo
cock
Negro.
And roll.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
it's
yeah,
a
it's
very
same
very
kind of
poor
of,
man's Turbo Negro.
Yeah. No, but they're good shit, and the singer does amazing tattoos.
So what was your answer?
Trash. Yeah, he did my ribs.
Know her?
Wait, didn't I do this already?
I
was just
trying to see. I want to see if you're paying attention.
Wait, did I need to go?
I trashed it. Wait a minute.
I just saw the Polish guy.
I want to see if you give the same answer.
Oh, okay.
You want to do another one, or are we out of time? What's going on?
Do another Sean one.
No more Sean one. Sorry.
If you can we do a thrash or trash Charlie Sheen?
Sure, go ahead.
We need a clip of Charlie Sheen.
So I'm so sick of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I've had it up to here. Right
you
now.
Know
I mean,
what? I wasn't okay. sick of him until the kids got involved, and now it's boring because now he has to be like model American. So it's over.
Yeah, just I have no like. I mean, I just have no more tolerance for. I have nothing against him at all. I just. It's like overload.
Nothing
now.
Against him, nothing for him.
Yeah.
It's just
irrelevant.
You don't have tiger blood running through your veins.
Yeah.
No, I don't. And I don't want it.
Are you losing or winning?
Is that a Charlie Sheen quote? I don't even know.
Are you annoyed by this?
No. Please, okay. Keep going.
Please.
All right. What is the tiger blood? Explain that to me.
Oh, I don't know. He just keeps saying that he has tiger blood and that it's dripping from his fangs now that they
yeah.
took his kids away.
Oh.
It means he has blood.
Darren doesn't find any of this funny because he was a really big Two and a Half Men fan.
Yeah.
And now the show's in doubt, and Darren doesn't know
you
what
know,
to do
with him.
And I was molested by a tiger when I was a boy.
Wait, but isn't the kid 30 years old now in the show?
Sure.
There shouldn't be just three men.
Roar!
Well, if they do it by weight, it's like Four and a Half Men, I think.
Roar! So, I feel like we should wrap up.
Wrap it up.
It was a great show.
It's a riot.
Was it really
guys.
A great show?
Thanks for
I had
us.
Fun.
You don't think so, Noah?
Come out this
I think
weekend.
You guys are fun.
Fabulous show.
Would you like to
90 seconds until what?
Until we get they're going to fill the room
until
with
we
gas.
Explode.
Tell everybody.
That's good.
Tell everybody about
thank
this
you.
Weekend again and
in
the
plugs, plugs.
So yeah, come to the trashy trash bar in Brooklyn on Saturday.
Do you know the address?
It's in Brooklyn, dude.
You can Google
it.
Bing it. No, we
it's
just
what the fuck do I
Bing.
Look like?
Bing it.
Next
Google
to where
Rob lives.
So like
it is. Yeah. Walking distance.
Yeah, so you can go to the show. It's over, and
smoke
you're really drunk. You go and you just watch Rob pick his belly
yeah.
button through the window.
Sponsored by
Horns
Up Rock
just be a naked
and
Adonis
and
Brutal
Bitches. Brutal Bitches production.
Right.
Oh.
All right.
See,
they're
going to
do
again.
Like some hula hoop
story.
Wait,
yeah.
what
you
want to
tell right now?
No, I can't. It's a good 15-minute
so
story.
You
want
to tease
yeah.
it for next week?
Yeah, tune in next week when I tell the story about bringing a retarded girl in a wheelchair to the prom.
Wow.
There you go.
What?
And
I want to come
yeah.
next week.
That's like a fucking Batman cliffhanger.
I know.
Plug
so
your
make sure you come
show,
back.
Too.
Yeah, you're on a fucking metal channel, dude. Tell
oh,
us.
Right. I thought you were the show.
Yeah. Plug your box, man. Liquid Metal, Sirius 27.
When?
XM
what day?
42, Saturdays, yeah. 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, here to talk about bum, wonder bums, and other stuff.
Funny
like
or die.
Oh, my ass. All right.
And also Christina.
Yeah right,
plug
dude,
stuff.
Plug your shit.
I mean, I'm on Sirius XM 2 as a call screener. It's no big deal, but I'm on Sirius XM Stars 2
Wait.
And Sirius XM Left America Right.
But they can
America
hear you
left.
On the air and call you and stuff.
Yeah, they can call me, and I have, you know, I talk to them, everybody.
And Noah, you'll be getting donuts for the studio there, right? Is that correct? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Noah's,
I thought I'm getting donuts.
No, Noah's very
Noah, I'll
Noah's
see
very
on
important.
Friday for Jane Radio.
All right. Jeez.
Well, we're just going to touch
hardcore.
Remember when
we talk about yeah. dildos and stuff. Like, for real.
Awesome. Really?
You know? Yeah.
Remember
dildos
when I called
indeed.
Up that show? You asked me to call in and to make some penis jokes or something?
Yeah.
That was
for
the
July.
Same show that we work on.
You
yeah.
were like,
yeah,
I
was
sure
did I answer when you called?
I think she did. You said,
yeah, no, it's when I was the call screener.
We should play that. You have that tape one day.
No.
Get it. It was funny.
Because right.
the show was so lame.
Actually,
like,
I will get it because it was the 4th of July show, so it was easy to find.
I was the only one that said anything interesting on that whole show. Yeah. I was listening on hold for like an hour.
And you know what? It was probably like so far beyond
listen, okay.
what anyone else.
Well, but thanks, guys, for having
yeah.
me.
No, thank you for coming by.
Yeah, really.
This is
great.
Awesome. It was a blast.
It really was.
Is there
was.
Any more
fun.
Pizza left?
You easily filled a giant void.
Oh.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh.
In your heart,
Rob,
in your life.
Right, in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play out with a little Danzig parody.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So it's been kind of a Danzig theme show today. Yeah. So, this is Robert. We'll see you next week.
And this concludes our broadcast day.
I liked it. I
life, Pee Wee Herman got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my sperm in. I open my mouth and some steaming flew inside. I think like Elmer's glue, but that's alright. I ate my cum and I liked it. Looks like dishwashing liquid. I ate my cum just to try it. Threw it on the stove and fried it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Won't order sushi tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it. My baby batter tastes so nice. I pour it on my pork fried rice. Cum burger with some cum french fries. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal from my own dick. I ate my cum and I liked it. Everyone on the show should try it. I used his blanket to wipe it. Hope his girlfriend don't find it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Boggle with it at bedtime tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it.